Hi, I'm Howard Dayton. Today on Money Matters, we're going to talk about something that everyone in the world is looking for.
And how God says you can find it in just one moment. Hi, I'm Steve Moore. Later, the story of a single mom who sought after the Lord, held on to His promises, and then saw Him provide for her family. And of course, we'll answer your questions about the journey to true financial freedom. Thanks for joining us today on Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. Well, Howard, and that thing that we all seek is?
Contentment, Steve.
Okay. You know, when you look at the world today, there does seem to be a lot of ways that people are trying to find contentment. Well, I won't list them, but obviously there are many, many ways, and it seems like being creative people, we come up with more each day. None of them, however, work. So how does this show up in our finances?
Well, Steve, I think most people have believed the lie that having lots of things, lots of stuff, will make them happy. You know, bigger, better, newer, faster stuff will make them happy, will make them content. And, you know, it really is hard being content in our consumer culture. And it's especially difficult when a person begins trying to keep up with the Joneses, because comparison, you know, with your neighbors, with your friends, with your coworkers, is just a killer of contentment. It often leads to debt, buying things that we just can't afford.
You know, people have always thought for all eternity that just a bit more money, just a few more possessions would bring them contentment. But obviously we know, going all the way back to King Solomon, that that just isn't true, and it even holds true today, even if you win the lottery.
Yeah, huh? That's exactly right, Steve. There's no amount of money that'll make a person content. Here's what I totally believe. If a person isn't content with what they have, they'll never be content with what they want. And I have a friend, great illustration. He desperately wanted a particular new car, finally went out, bought one after years of wanting it, and he was content for about 1 week, Steve. He was sitting at a stoplight. Somebody pulled up next to him driving the same car, but he liked the color of the car next to him better than his, and just totally lost any sense of contentment.
Howard, why is that? Psychologically, why do these things that we lust for not make us content for more than a few hours or a few days?
Well, Steve, there's only one thing that's going to make us content, and that's a close personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You know, I love what someone said, that God has created, well, a God-shaped vacuum in our heart, in our soul, that only He can fill, and nothing, absolutely nothing on earth can satisfy us other than Jesus Christ Himself. You know, one of my favorite passages of Scripture is Psalm 16:11, which says, "In the presence of the Lord there is fullness of joy." And, you know, when you know the Lord, when you're in His presence, that's when you can enjoy contentment, joy, and that's just priceless.
So real reality is really spiritual reality, and nothing temporal can fill that.
That's exactly right, Steve.
You're listening to Money Matters, your host, Howard Dayton. I'm Steve Moore, and while we're here on Earth, we do have to use temporal things such as money, and we're here to help you do that. 1-800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
My name is Emily, and my husband and I are working on Destination 2, which is to pay off all credit card debt and save 1 month living expenses for emergencies.
The Crown Money Map shows you the 7 steps, or destinations, to true financial freedom.
We have about $1,500 in credit cards left to pay off, and then we can increase our savings.
Steps like paying off credit card debt, starting an emergency fund or a college fund for the kids. Now that all sounds great, but how do you do it? While the Crown Money Map shows you which step to take next, now there's a book that will show you how. Your Money Map, the new book by Howard Dayton. This guide will help you to reach each destination on the Crown Money Map and eventually true financial freedom.
It's a great feeling when you reach the next destination and you can see the progress that you've been making.
To order your copy of Your Money Map by Howard Dayton in hardcover or in audio form, call 800-722-1976.
If the Lord's turned your financial life around, tell us about it at 1-800-525-7000. Just follow the prompts. 800-525-7000.
Welcome to Money Matters. We are so very thankful that you're with us today. My name's Howard Dayton, along with Steve Moore. And Steve, I recommend we talk to Barbara.
You're the boss. Cleveland, Ohio, WCRF. Barbara, how can we help you today?
Yes, I was wondering how to deal with the situation in our small masonry business.
Yes.
Our builder is asking us to cut our prices, and we're wondering, should we pass this on to the subcontractors that work for us?
Why is your builder asking you to cut the prices?
Well, business is tough in these areas.
So, and you're in commercial or residential construction, and it's really slowed down?
Yes.
And is the builder's survival at stake, Barbara?
I believe so.
Okay. How much is he asking you to cut the prices?
5%.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I would accommodate the builder's request if survival is at stake. Be loyal. Stick with them during the lean times. And now your folks who work for you, are they basically bricklayers?
Yes.
And are they employees or are they subcontractors for you?
Subcontractors.
Okay, all right. Well, what I would do is I'd meet with the bricklayers, fully explain the situation. I know they have probably a pretty good sense that there's a recession going on in the construction industry.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them that your builder asked you to take 5% less so they can survive, that you're going to accommodate them, and ask them to do the same. You know, I think that is certainly permissible. And a wise thing to do so that you can survive yourself.
Right.
And that's what I'd tell them. You know, we're going to cut our price 5% so the builder can survive. We're going to ask you to cut your wage 5% so we can survive. And as soon as the market turns around, you know, wages will be back up.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank you so much.
Sure thing. And let me send you a great book. It's called Business by the Book.
Okay.
Larry Burkett wrote this years ago, and it's just a fantastic book on how Christians should operate their business.
I sure appreciate that.
Okay. Hey, Barbara, thanks for calling. And let us know how it goes.
Okay.
All righty.
Bye-bye, Barbara.
Bye.
Howard, obviously the Bible has a lot to say about running a business, but at the same time, it doesn't really address a lot of contemporary issues such as this one. When you were in business yourself, did you find that the Bible gave you direction, or was that before you were a Christian?
No, actually, I was in business before I met Christ, but then was in business after I knew the Lord as well, and
mm-hmm.
there clearly are principles in the Bible dealing with business that are very applicable today. And you know, there's one, I didn't mention it to Barbara, but there's certainly one about paying a fair wage, mm-hmm. To those who work for you. And in this situation, you know, when your survival's at stake, to be a really good communicator, to your staff, to those people who work for you, so they can all join with you in tightening the belt for a short period of time is certainly a biblical thing to do.
All right. Let's continue on. Corpus Christi, Texas, KBNJ, and Brandon, welcome to Money Matters. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing really well. I appreciate your call, Brandon. What's on your heart today?
Thank you. I'm 20 years old, and I kind of got started out on the wrong foot with financial stuff, and I got a car note, some credit card debt, and I just want to kind of get some financial advice on that and see how to get out of that hole.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you asking. It's so important at your age to do it. Brandon, as you look at your overall financial situation, what's your biggest financial challenge? Do you tend to spend impulsively?
Yeah, I guess I would say I would spend on unnecessary stuff.
Okay.
Do it.
All right. How much is your car and credit card debt?
My car debt is $28,000.
Okay.
And my credit card debts, if I added them all together, it would come out to about $2,000.
Okay, all right. How much is your car payment each month?
$100.
How much?
$600.
Okay, $600. And what's your monthly income, and what does your housing cost you?
My monthly grossly income
yeah.
is $4,000.
Okay. And what's your housing cost you?
Nothing. I live with my parents.
Oh, well, that's a huge positive. Well, Brandon, you're really, you've got great potential because your income is solid. The key for you is going to be to control your spending, to give generously, pay off your debt and save like a crazy man for things in the future that are going to be important to you. And so here's what I three things that I'd like you to do. The first is to start a spending plan, a budget. I like to call it a spending plan because what you're really doing is you're really telling your money where you want it to go.
Yes.
I would love for you to learn God's way of handling money, Brandon, because it's so different from the way most people handle their money. So I'm going to send you a book called Your Money Map, which is a step-by-step guide of how to handle your money. And if you have the time, I'd love for you to attend one of our Journey to True Financial Freedom seminars. We hold them on Saturday. It would be just a very short, relatively painless exposure for you, but you really will have a pretty clear sense of what God says about handling money.
Okay.
And the last thought I have, and I'll just throw this out to you, $600 a month on your car payment, that's a lot of money. It's over $7,000 a year. Are you upside down on the car loan?
No. What had happened is I had got a truck. I had started out in a truck, and the payments were $530, and I took it back because I have a fiance. I mean, I'm going to get married here pretty soon, and I have a fiance, and you know, she couldn't drive the truck, so I got a car.
Okay.
And I wasn't upside down, but I got it in my name only, no cosigner, but the truck had a cosigner. But the car doesn't.
Okay.
That's why I think it was a little more.
Gotcha. Well, you know, I would take a hard look at the car. Personally, what my wife, Bev, and I did when we first started out and were young, in love and first married, what we decided to do was to purchase cars that were used, low mileage, reliable, but that didn't have these huge monthly payments. Then we focused on paying off the car. Then we never bought a car again for debt. Because $600, you know, $7,200 a year to be exact. Well, I'd love to have that available for you and your fiance and your future. And, I'd also love it, Brandon, if you and your fiance could both come to that, Journey to True Financial Freedom seminar.
Okay.
Okay. Cause it's huge for the two of you to be of one heart and mind at your age, handling money. Mm.
But Brandon, just give these resources that we're going to send you a look, and I think it'll help help you get your finances aligned with what it is you really make and what you want to do as far as your marriage is concerned and things such as that. Hey, you do pretty good for a 20-year-old guy. Do you mind me asking what you do for a living?
I work at a Valero refinery.
Oh, very good.
An oil refinery?
Yes.
Ah, okay, great. Well, that must be tough work, huh? It's a good thing you're 20 years old and still strong and in good shape, huh?
It ain't that bad, actually. I don't really do much because I'm a heavy equipment operator in the refinery.
Uh-huh.
I just sit in a machine all day.
Well, you're smart by having a skill like that at your age because that can produce a good stream of income for the rest of your life.
Okay. Brandon, we appreciate your call. We wish you well.
Thank you.
Okay,
bye, buddy.
God bless you.
Thanks. Heavy equipment. You ever want to run something, you know, back end loader or something like
Listen,
that?
Listen, my brother-in-law, Lee in Poland up in Maine, that's exactly what he does.
Really?
And he's a expert at it. And no, I've never had an interest in doing it. I like to get up in his cab to watch the pro do it.
hate to run it into the side of a house.
That's
or
right. Or fall down the mountain or something.
1-800-525-7000. Spring Lake, Michigan, WGNB. And Doug, what's in your mind today?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Doug.
Good. I love you guys.
Well,
thank you. Love you too, Doug. You don't own any heavy equipment, do you?
No, I'm a chef.
Oh,
well, we like
that's
that
better.
Too. Yeah.
Hey, so this is the situation. I've been living with my little brother for a year and a half. My little girl and I moved in when my wife left, and I have custody of her. And like I said, we've been here for a year and a half, and I've been able to wipe out a considerable amount of debt.
Excellent.
I have $6,000 in the bank, and I work, you know, I operate on a very strict spending plan.
Excellent.
You know, I give, you know, the Lord gets his right off the top, and it's all his, but, and I'm really just, you know, everything is spiritual. Everything is spiritual, and I'm just becoming more and more uncomfortable with living with my brother and really feel that it's time to buy a house. And so, you know, I've already been pre-approved for a mortgage, and I've worked out the budget around that with the $950 house payment, and that still allows me to give to the Lord and save a couple hundred bucks a month, and you know, that's where I'm at with it. It would be a zero down loan, you know, but I'd be going in with you know, a couple months savings in the bank.
Okay, let me ask you this, Doug. How much debt do you have remaining?
Well, I have a $6,000 tax bill.
Okay.
That I just is a long story.
Yes, sure.
but I've been making payments on that for over a year, and of course, all my refund will go to that this year and next year, and I'll just plan on that for that. And I have a student loan I'm paying $150 a month on, and okay. That's all the debt I have.
All right. How much is left on the student loan?
There's still a good $13,000.
Okay. All right. How much are you currently paying your brother for rent?
$550 a month.
Okay. And is it a buyer's market now in Michigan? Is that part of the reason?
Yes. It's a big buyer's market.
Okay. All right. Well, it's, you know, you're right on the edge, Doug, when you go no money down. I realize that you've got 2 months living expense, but that's not a whole lot of margin. My counsel to you would be I would try to wait at least a few months. I'd try to knock down that those back taxes and get those totally paid for, because usually there's a pretty hefty interest rate that the IRS is whacking you with.
Yeah, it's a percent and a half.
Right, and that's a lot.
It's not fun, but
no,
it is what it is.
Right, because if you can eradicate that back debt to the IRS, at least that'll free up those dollars each and every month. It'll give you a little bit more margin. So I know the temptation in these good real estate markets is to buy quickly.
Right.
But we really don't know. I mean, in a lot of places in the country, the market hasn't found its bottom yet. So I would be very patient. You know, I wouldn't jump out and do this right away. I'd try to eradicate as much of this debt as possible before I did it.
Doug, I'm afraid we're out of time here. One other thought here. If you're struggling a bit living with your brother, perhaps you could consider renting for 6 months or even a year at maybe the same rate or maybe only a few dollars more than what you're currently paying. Attack that debt and then maybe revisit the house situation a bit down the road. We don't mean to discourage you, but as we look at the numbers, it just looks kind of tight. Huh?
Yeah, and Doug, we have people who call us all the time who've made the decision to get that no money down mortgage and have regretted it, and that's our biggest concern for you, is we just don't want you to regret it.
Doug, we will keep you in prayer. We do appreciate your call today, and we wish you well. Thanks very much. Well, coming up next on Money Matters, how the Lord showed a single mom to rely on him after she accidentally destroyed her only credit card. We'll be right back.
Academic Films presents How to Budget Your Money. When you cash your hard-earned paycheck, take the cash and separate it into paper envelopes, one for each spending category, one envelope for food, one for gasoline, one for the rent, and so on.
It would be nice if you could still use all cash and paper envelopes to budget. You'd always know how much was left in each category just by looking in the envelope. But nowadays, your life's a little too complicated for that. You may spend using cash, checks, credit cards, and automatic bank drafts all in the same day. That's why today you have Crown Envelopes online. Envelopes pulls in your transactions from your credit card and bank accounts daily, so you can easily separate them into the right spending categories. With just a click of your mouse, Crown Envelopes helps you avoid overspending. And since it's online, you can access it from the office, from home, or anywhere. Stay in control of your money with Crown Envelopes. Right now, you can try it free for a full month. Just visit crown.org.
So glad that you're still able to hang with us today on Money Matters. I'm Howard Dayton along with Steve Moore. You know, in our world today, credit has made it so easy to get what you want. And when you can get what you want when you want it, the tendency is to rely upon yourself rather than the Lord. And that's why I'm so thankful to have a testimony today from a listener who really got into a situation where she had to trust the Lord to provide. And He did provide. So let's listen.
Hi, my name is Sarah Bounds. I listen to WMBW out of Chattanooga. I have been a single parent for about 20 years, and I've listened to you for many, many years. On my way home from school, there have been many times when I've turned the radio off because I didn't want to hear what you had to say. However, your lessons have been drilled into my head for many times. I told the Lord that I would tithe using Malachi 3:10, and if He would provide. I also regularly prayed Matthew 6:25, 34, to seek first the kingdom of God and not to worry about what I would eat, drink, or clothe, and He would provide. I have so many stories about how the Lord provided. I didn't have the money, and I would put on a pair of pants to wear to school, and there'd be $5 in there to buy milk. I cut up my credit card by accident. It took me about a year to get over it, and now I don't need it. I am now debt-free except for my car at 1% interest, and I'm about to get that paid off. I've paid my mortgage. I've paid for college. I've paid my master's. My two girls part on their cars, part on their wedding, part on prom dresses, and all the many expenses you have with two girls in college. In high school, I have saved for an emergency fund. I'm saving now for a new roof. The girls want me to buy a TV. Mine's 35 years old. And I want to thank you so much for your ministry, your encouragement, to help me just day to day keep on keeping on when the road seems so hard. Thank you so much.
I'll tell you, that's why we do what we do, Steve. I mean, talk about being a faithful person. Sarah, you're just remarkable. And it's that Malachi 3:10 passage where the Lord says, test me in this now. And He was, of course, referring to bringing in a full tithe. And you can tell with Sarah's life, she has been very, very careful in how she spent her money, really with a view to what was the best thing that she could do, not only for the Lord, but for her family.
That's right. And I'm not sure how you accidentally cut up your credit card, but I'm going to attribute that to an act of God.
Good point. Very good point.
Well, if you'd like to share how God is ministering to you through Crown Financial Ministries or through your local radio station, obviously we'd love to hear from you because your stories, your testimonies, not only bless us, but all of our listeners across the country, around the world. Our phone number is 1-800-525-7000. Just call and follow the prompts. Now, that's also the number to call if you have a question. 24/7 call and leave your question. If we can use it on the program, we'll call you back. Again, 1-800-525-7000. Well, Howard, just before we conclude today, any further thoughts?
Well, I love the call that we had from Brandon, Steve, who was the 20-year-old, had got off of the wrong financial foot, but really, marriage in his near future, really wanted to do well. And I would just encourage those of you who are parents and grandparents, do what you can to equip your kids or grandkids to handle money God's way, because when they get off on the right foot, it solves a bunch of problems for them and certainly makes the transition into career and marriage much easier.
Well said. Hey, thanks so much for being with us today on Money Matters. I'm Steve Moore.
And I'm Howard Dayton. And we sure hope you can join us again next time as together we take another step on the journey to true financial freedom.